Welcome to another episode of Yala Rocks. Today, we have Melbourne, Australia-based creator of the Dance Safe Project, Prue, joining us to chat all about warm-ups and cool-downs. Sometimes, the practices that will keep us dancing the longest are the easiest to implement and the easiest to skip when you're on a tight schedule. Prue goes into why warm-ups and cool-downs are so important and talks a little bit about how we can make these practices more accessible to everyone with just a couple of modifications. And if you're looking for a quick warm-up you can do in a tight space, make sure to check out the accompanying challenge, which you can find along with the links to all of the places you can find the Dance Safe Project online on the podcast page at thebellydancebundle.com/106.
Hi everyone, my name is Prue. I am from the Dance Safe Project. I was born and raised and live in Australia. I started the Dance Safe Project because I come from a more formal dance background in classical ballet. Even though when I was training in the 1990s and the 1980s, Dance Safe practices were not particularly prevalent or understood or instituted in Australian dance. When I studied a little bit later for my diploma of dance teaching, all of those Dance Safe practices had been implemented into the more formal dance world. And now Australia are leaders in injury prevention in classical ballet. I saw a need for Dance Safe practices to be included in our ballet dance world. It's quite an organic form of dance, and I feel like a lot of the teaching methods are very organic as well. My other line of work is in Pilates movement therapy. And in that line of work, I do work with clients, whether they be non-dancers or dancers, in injury prevention, injury management, and pain management. So working with both all of that knowledge and experience that I have in the Pilates movement therapy world, plus in my formal dance training, my diploma of dance teaching, and then in the belly dance world, that has led me to bring all those elements together to create the Dance Safe Project so that I can help belly dancers around the world dance longer, basically, and dance longer without pain, so that retirement can be when you choose it to be rather than when your body chooses your own retirement age. I think that we're really lucky in the belly dance world that we can dance a lot longer than other dance forms. So in this year's belly dance bundle, I would really like to work with dancers and specifically teachers to help you understand how you can modify stretches and warm-ups to suit the mobility challenge body. Now, there's lots of reasons why students may be mobility challenged. One of those reasons is that they're a little bit older, and so their joints may have things like osteoarthritis or just general wear and tear from age, as well as those that have injuries. So sometimes in the short term, they may need to change the way they stretch or move to modify for that injury. And sometimes those injuries are long-term or permanent, so that modification has to happen every time they dance. The other reason is that we all have different shaped bodies. Some of us are tiny and not very flexible. Others of us are a bit larger and quite flexible, or larger and not flexible at all. And sometimes, whatever reason you may have to be mobility challenged, there can be some perhaps non-intentional discrimination against those students, mostly because the teacher may not know how to modify for those students so that they can have a safe warm-up and a safe cool-down and then stay safe during the class because of the modification that the teacher has been able to give them. So this year, my workshop is going to be focused on doing those modifications. I have heard a lot of stories from students, especially fuller figured students, saying that they feel really embarrassed when they go to a workshop, especially like a one-off workshop, because they are up the back doing a warm-up or not doing a warm-up, and the teacher is doing a warm-up that may suit her very flexible body and not for the majority of the students in the class. And sometimes that larger bodied dancer can feel really embarrassed that they can't achieve the stretch that the teacher's asking them to do and the teacher hasn't given them any other options. So one of my goals through the Dance Safe project is to make dance more accessible, and to make dance more accessible through lots of different ways, and making it more accessible for different body types and different levels of mobility is one of my passions. So there are so many different variations that you can do for a stretch. There's so many different variations that you can do for a warm up and a cool down in all the different movements that you do in those warm ups and cool downs. Okay, I want to change the topic a little bit here and talk about some of the reasons, some of the anatomical reasons of why it is so important not to miss your warm-ups and your cool-downs. So let's talk about what a neutral joint is. A neutral joint is when the ligaments of the joint are of equal tension and length at a joint's rest position. So ligaments do not stretch like muscles do. Muscles lengthen and they shorten and they contract, and they do that hopefully very well, usually. Ligaments are more like guy ropes on a tent. They hold the joint steady. Now, if a particular joint in the body is out of neutral, that means that one or more of the ligaments are on stretch and then the other ligament is slack. Now, that is not necessarily in itself a bad thing, but if you skip the warm-up completely and you don't do any mobility or static stretching, you can end up dancing with that joint out of neutral the whole time. So for example, let's think about the pelvis being in neutral. If your pelvis is out of neutral, you've got two big long ligaments that run up the front of your spine and the back of your spine. If one of those ligaments is too tight, and the other one is too slack, and that might be caused by a muscle imbalance. If you are dancing however many hours you do a week and that pelvis is out of neutral the whole time, what happens is that the bones will wear unevenly because that joint is not in its neutral position. It's okay for that joint to move in and out of that neutral position. Like our pelvis, our lower back is very flexible and it is meant to move a lot. So for example, if your lower back muscles are quite tight and they are pulling your pelvis out of neutral, or your hamstrings are really tight and they're pulling your pelvis out of neutral the other way, it's going to be very difficult for you to return to that neutral position. Dancing with your pelvis out of that neutral position can cause unequal wear and tear on those bones. Now, when a joint is moved repetitively in one motion and it's moved in a manner where it is out of neutral and you get that uneven wear and tear, that's when we can start to develop osteoarthritis, because the bones are going to be wearing down the cartilage in between the two bones. So cartilage is like a marshmallow that is between your two bones to protect them from touching each other. Now, when we get osteoarthritis, that cartilage wears down and the bones end up much closer together and they can start to touch. And that's what we call that bone on bone rubbing. You can also get some bony growths around that joint in an attempt to protect the joint from that degeneration. Now, by dancing and repetitively doing the same movements over and over again with a joint that's not in neutral, down the track, that's when you end up with irreparable, well, sometimes irreparable and progressively degenerative osteoarthritis. So here's an example for you. When I was in my 20s, I was dancing with my external rotators in my hips. So they are the muscles on the sides of your hips. Think about when you do a chonk and you get that burning sensation on the side of your hip. That's your internal rotators working. It's a group of three and a half muscles there. I was underusing my external rotators, which are the muscles deep in your hip that are responsible for turning your leg out into a ballet position, so into that first position. And of course, we do that turnout position in lots of different movements in belly dance, such as figure eights and arabesques and,
change directions, those sorts of things. Now, because I was underusing my external rotator, especially trying to achieve some ballet positions when I was training for my teaching diploma, I was overusing the muscles on the outside of my hips. Now, I ended up with a lot of pain and tendonitis in the outside of my hips. So that's chronic inflammation of the tendon that attaches a muscle to the bone. So this is what we call poor muscle patterning. I was well on my way in my 20s to developing arthritis in my hips because I was overusing certain muscles and underusing other muscles, which meant I struggled to get my pelvis into a neutral position and I struggled to use my lower back correctly. And I had a lot of pain in my lower back as well. Once I was able to figure out what was going wrong with my hips and reverse the problem by strengthening my external rotators and turning off my internal rotators, I was able to live pain-free in my hips and my function increased a lot and my joints stopped clunking. So I am now not in danger of developing osteoarthritis in my hips. So that's just an example of how a joint that's not in neutral can lead to serious joint disease. So this is one of the reasons why our warm-up and our cool-down is really essential. So as part of our warm-up, when we do static stretches, that helps us bring those tight joints or lengthen some of those tight muscles to assist those joints to come back to neutral. So some of your students may have been sitting at their desks all day, and sitting at a desk is not a particularly anatomically natural position for our bodies to sit in, and it's being done a lot in the modern age. So they might come to class and their lower back is quite weak from slouching in their desk and their hip flexors at the front of the hips are going to be quite tight. So they need to have those muscles stretched out to easily achieve that neutral pelvis. So that's the same for all joints, not just the pelvis. So think about shoulders being in neutral position, upper back being in neutral position, heads, as well as even knees and ankles. Now, the reason why you need to stretch in your cool down is because if you have been doing some repetitive drills, say hip flicks, there's a lot of work in the hip flexors for a hip flick. During that class or that rehearsal, your students or yourself, you may have gotten quite tight in those muscles from that repetitive movement. So stretching them out after that class will help prevent those joints being pulled out of neutral after class and will also prevent any muscle soreness from occurring or lessen any muscle soreness that may occur from that activity. So not only is the warm-up really important, but also that cool-down is important. And I have to say that most belly dance classes and workshops I've ever been to just completely skip the cool down entirely. It's something that we really need to not forget about. There are so many different reasons why a cool down is essential, and stretching out those used muscles is just one of them. If you want to know more about all the other aspects of why a warm up and a cool down is really essential, I do have some courses available for you to learn, including my warm up and cool down course, which I haven't quite finished yet, but there's quite a lot of material up there already in that course. I'm also available on social media to chat to your love, answering questions. You can book in and have private sessions with me. I've had online sessions from dancers all around the world learning how to do an effective warm up for themselves and the students to managing their own back pain. So if you want to find out more about the Dance Safe Project, you can follow me on Instagram, which is the Dance Safe Project. You can follow me on Facebook, again, at the Dance Safe Project. And you can also jump on my website, which is thedancesafeproject.com. There's lots of information up there about the things that I offer to help you avoid injury through knowledge, through good practices, and help you pass on that information to your students so that we don't continue this cycle of skipping the warm-up, skipping the cool-down, not being able to modify movements and stretches for every student in the class. That feeling of being left out is just soul-crushing. So we want to be, as teachers, we want to make sure that we can effectively include everybody, no matter what their mobility challenges are. So I really hope to see you in my live workshop as part of the belly dance bundle. And don't forget that my Instagram challenge is up, and that's the storeroom warm-up, and that's going to be really fun. I can't wait to see people's videos of them doing the storeroom warm-up in their teeny tiny spaces that they find in their house. So I hope you enjoy all these other episodes here. I always listen to them and find great inspiration in all the discussions and the interviews and the information that other bundlers contribute. And I'm just really excited about the bundle. So hopefully I can see you guys at my workshop.